All right, what have we got for you? 9 days to Valentine's, everybody. And we're doing something special on the show. Yesterday, we put it out there on the QT. I'd say nothing to nobody. Mm-hmm. We want to plan somebody's proposal, okay? Mm-hmm. All right? So if you're thinking of popping the question of Valentine's, you do us a favor, drop an email to me quickly.
Yeah.
kc@redfm.ie. Letter K, letter C. kc@redfm.ie. And just tell me what the crack is, okay? And leave it up to us. That's all I'll say.
We'll sort it, lads.
We're working on things for you. But if you want to do something really nice and really different, like a live radio proposal, if you're up for it.
It's a standout, isn't it?
Yeah, just give us a shout. We're doing it. We're doing something. We're like, it depends on the... this might happen, this might not happen.
We can't reveal anything at the moment, but we will say that plans are underway.
Okay, so if you want to get involved, you think this is something you're interested in, drop us an email or a WhatsApp now, 0868104106. Yeah. Tell us about yourself. Okay, and obviously don't tell anybody that you're doing this. We'll keep it as cutie.
That's right.
26 days to the Oscars, 72 days to the Easter weekend. Today is World Nutella Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Jars of that stuff knocking around my house.
Same as mine.
Yeah. A day to celebrate, get creative, and most importantly, eat Nutella. I find Nutella is the handiest for helping out. You know when the Christmas elves arrive?
Yeah.
You know when the elf in the shelves arrive? They seem to do little poop jokes with the Nutella.
They do, don't they? Yeah, they think that's very funny.
It's very funny. Mm. You celebrate your birthday today with Bobby Brown, ex-husband of Whitney Houston.
Oh, wow.
And
is he still alive?
He's still on the go.
Is he? How old is he? Just out of interest.
He's 56.
Is that all?
The man who brought you two could play that game. He did that song in his early 20s.
Does that mean that Whitney would have only been 56?
Ooh, good question. I think she would have been mid-60s, maybe.
Wow, yeah.
You celebrate with three amazing footballers that were born on this day.
Okay.
Carlos Tevez is 41. Ronaldo's 40. Cristiano Ronaldo's 40 today. He just signed an extension on his deal.
He's Henri.
And Neymar, the Brazilian who spends more time on the ground than he does standing up.
He does,
that is who you celebrate with today. Spotify user numbers have hit a record. 675 million people worldwide.
Oh my God.
Are using the streaming service, which is incredible for the company. That was, it was started in Sweden, I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it's a
I thought
Swedish,
it was American.
Swedish company.
Okay.
Fella that put it together.
Well done,
but
Sweden.
The big issue I have, and everybody has, with Spotify, is what they pay their artists.
Yeah.
They make billions, and they pay out. They probably pay out a lot of money as well, but like it's pittance
compared to what they make.
I don't know how much to make even a thousand. Like Snoop Dogg had this video of how much he made. He made $100,000 for something like a billion streams or something.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Radio pays like 12 times more per play.
Exactly, yeah.
Than what Spotify is doing.
But it still seems to be popular and everyone's going there.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you remember your Spotify?
Oh no, Spotify will happen.
Oh, will it?
It's patented. It's an app to find the best greasy spoons in the country.
Is it just patented in your own head, though?
No.
Okay.
No. It's legally patented.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I wrote myself a letter and posted it unopened, so that's legally patented. Yeah, but Spotify. It will happen. You watch this space.
We're going to be watching it for a while, Casey. Something better happen.
I just have to get around to it.
Yeah,
busy.
I know.
Kids have soccer and hurling and camogie. You know what I mean?
I have about 10 things on my get around to it list as well.
Finally, my favourite story of the last week. And we missed this last week. I don't know how we did because it wouldn't be like me to miss. I have alerts for these kind of stories. A UK woman, her name is Rhiannon Evans, is 25. She's been found guilty of cyber farting.
Oh, God, what?
Yes. So...
Cyber-farting.
She was sending distressing flatulence videos to a lady called Deborah, who is her boyfriend's, her ex-boyfriend's new partner. Evans was fined and sentenced to community service.
Hang on a second.
And given a restraining order.
Oh, my God, there's too much to unpack here. So she was sending videos of herself trumping to her ex-boyfriend's current partner.
In an unprecedented legal case, a UK woman has been found guilty of cyber-farting after sending distressing flatulence videos over the Christmas. It's believed to be the first person ever prosecuted for such an offence after her actions allegedly caused anxiety, distress... As per reports, Evans sent three videos on the 22nd of December and four more over the next few days, including St. Stephen's Day. Evans' defence attorney argued that the incident stemmed from ongoing tensions between Evans' partner over child contact. So there you go. If you're disputing access to the kids, just send an old that'll sort it. What was she thinking?
Oh my God! Did she eat all the sprouts or what?
Oh, it was that blame the sprouts, Vic. Yeah. Look at what you've done. Vic, we spoke about this last week on the show.
Yeah.
About a company over in the over in Texas. They have this huge big lake, and they set up an outdoor movie screen.
Yeah.
What they've decided to do is sell tickets to go and watch Jaws. Okay? Classic, old school, 1978 Spielberg genius movie.
Such a good movie, yeah.
That actually destroyed generations of swimmers and beachgoers. It really did.
Oh, no, it did.
Like, beaches were empty for years after Jaws came out originally.
Traumatised, yeah.
I was too young when I first watched that. I was traumatised.
So was I.
Like for its time, the mechanical shark that they built... It was streets ahead of anything they've
ever
done.
You're right, actually, yeah.
But this is the thing. At this particular area, so this big lake, they've got the big screen. And what you do is you get those big inflatable floaties and you float out into the lake.
Oh my God.
And you watch Jaws.
It's frightening.
And it's just another immersive movie experience. You are to be freezing for the whole movie, by the way.
Yeah.
But you just float. You're in water watching people getting eaten by sharks.
Yeah.
I'd be terrified.
You'd be completely terrified, but it adds to the exhilaration of going to it. So what I want to know is, if you could watch other movies and have that similar immersive experience, what could we do anything here in Cork with them? Obviously we don't have any volcanoes, but Lord of the Rings, watching it at a volcano, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Could anybody watch Babe at a sausage factory?
On the Clonakilty factory.
What about watching Avatar in Marlowe Woods?
Nice.
Yeah.
Cove. Where could I watch Grease?
Grease.
You could watch Down the Car Wash. I don't know.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Go down to the Bishopstown Car Wash there and set up a big screen.
Yeah.
Marley and Me. We could watch Marley and Me at the Irish Guide Dogs on the Model Farm Road.
You could. Yeah.
Could you?
You could.
I don't know. I couldn't handle that.
You'd want to take all the dogs home.
You would. The dogs are beautiful. Yeah.
You watch Pirates of the Caribbean down in Cove.
You could.
Oh my God.
You could, actually.
That's a good one.
They have some of those old pirate ships that dock in Cove sometimes.
Has anybody screened Titanic down in Cove?
Oh my God.
I don't know
the answer to that.
Like, you know where the cruise ships come in?
Yeah.
Would people... I mean, the ship was literally across, like, in Roche's Point.
That's the most immersive that you can actually get.
It doesn't get better than that, does it? Jurassic Park. Would you watch it down in Forta?
Oh, yeah.
Down in Forta, yeah.
Loads of giraffes. They could put, like masks on the giraffes.
You could watch Point Break in the bank. Just saying.
Down in the AV.
Yeah.
The Joker in City Limits Comedy Club.
Yay!
086-8104-106. Hit me with the movie and the immersive place that you could actually watch it. I'm not joking about that Titanic and Cove thing.
That'll be such a great idea.
Little summer session. All right, 7:35 on the clock. Cash Machine coming up here. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Victoria Nichols.
Yes.
Bring us the showbiz.
Travis Barker from Blink 102 has been talking on the Two Bears podcast. He had a really bad plane crash. I didn't know this, actually, some years ago. And he's been talking about how much it has affected his life, in particular when he's taken off on a plane.
Oh, he was with some DJ lad. This is 15, 16 years ago, is it?
Years ago. I didn't know about this, I have to be honest. But when you listen to him talking, it's unbelievable that he got out of that alive.
Yeah, himself and...
the name of the DJ, I can't think.
Is he A-plus or something like that?
He mentions it, I think, in the clip, yeah.
They were the only two to survive.
I know.
I always think back and I'm like, gosh, did I manifest this? Because I was always afraid of flying. Tires blew on takeoff. Plane went out of control. Caught fire. Got out of that plane so quick. My fight or flight was on. I grabbed DJ AM, woke him up, opened that door, and then jumped out.
And you jumped in the jet fuel.
I unfortunately jumped right into the jet fuel. Yeah, my whole body caught fire.
Oh my God.
Someone in a car was like, stop, drop, and roll. And I could hear it out of all the noise and the sirens and everything. I did that. And then a few seconds later, the plane completely like burst into flames. I just lost trust in the world. I was like, how did this happen? Yeah, I was such in a bad mental place, but I'm back flying now. It's been almost 17 years, but takeoff is like the worst thing imaginable for me.
Yeah, really bad. I don't know. I've no words, actually.
Could you get back on a plane? I don't think I could ever fly again. No, I don't think so. Even though Like, the odds of dying in a plane crash is something like 1 in 88 million to 1. It's like... It's this, without doubt, the safest way to travel. The most dangerous part is taking off and landing.
Okay.
They're the only bits that are a bit ropey.
Okay.
I've been on some flights, and I swear to God, I won't mention the airline. They like to play, let's hit the runway as hard as we can games.
I have also been on a flight like that. Yeah. And it is that moment where... Well, my flight just couldn't land. It tried about three or four times and it was just...
Well, landing in wind is freaky, yeah. Yeah. Do you applaud when you land safely?
No,
are you one of those?
I'm not French.
It's not just
French. I'm joking. No, I don't applaud. Do you?
A lot of people do. It tends to be all the people down the back, bizarrely, when you're on a flight. Except for all the people they don't trust.
Some people do really like that. They like to give a round of applause.
Yeah, well, it is. You're safe and you're alive, I suppose. It's worth clapping.
I think my kids should do that every time I drop them off somewhere in the car.
Anyway, you bring them waffles.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
You're the best.
In fact, every time I bring them anything. Saoirse Ronan has been talking about, you know, she's the same as us. She mishears lyrics in songs.
Mm-hmm.
But this is quite a funny one. She was talking to W Magazine and she revealed the song that she misheard the lyrics on. Have a listen.
Hi, this is Saoirse Ronan, and up until recently I thought this song was called Nespresso, but it's not. It's called Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Hit it. Seriously, hit it. And I got this one boy, I think we know who that is, and he won't stop calling.
She thought espresso was about Nespresso machines.
She thought the song was called Nespresso. Isn't that the actual make of
the little coffee machine, Glee? Yeah,
misheard lyrics, lads. Okay. You get some classics.
All right, so we asked you for a few of these earlier on this morning. Let's go through these. All right, Hozier. I think it's great. Do you know that Hozier was in the Great British Bake Off?
Oh.
And he had a huge row with your man, what's his name? The fellow with the black hair and the jumper.
Noel Fielding.
Massive row with Noel Fielding. And he said, I'm going to take my whisk and leave.
Okay. I think it's great.
Stormed out of the Great British Bake Off.
I love that.
What's this one? Saturday morning, jumped out of bed. Do you ever jump out of bed and put on a bear suit and run around pretending you're a bear?
Every day. Saturday morning, jumped out of bed
and put on my best suit. Did we find out, Cork versus Limerick the last evening in Parky Queeve, in Super Value Parky Queeve, which Cork player got a little slap of the hurley?
I can't remember who it was now. I'll have to go back and watch the video.
Oh, God.
Because it looked sore.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake has a song.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, if you get a slap in the ghoulies with a hurley.
You're not getting back up.
You're not getting back up. But Justin Timberlake. I got this feeling. Where? Inside my bones.
That's brilliant.
After a slap of a hurley, you'll have a feeling
inside you.
That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Dua Lipa, some woman for breaking wind. She is, you know, but she farted and kept it in. I love these.
Let it out, girl. Let it out.
Vic, what have you got?
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Lavender Haze. She actually says, I feel 11 turkeys creeping up on me.
These are the actual lyrics.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
What's the actual?
11 turkeys creeping up on me.
What's the actual
lyrics?
She's
saying Lavender Haze. She's saying the phrase Lavender
Haze. Oh, my God.
Feel Lavender Haze.
No,
it's 11 turkeys.
It's 11 turkeys.
Yeah. Here's turkeys.
Okay. Exactly, 11 exactly, yeah.
Maroon 5?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I'm without you, I'm soaked in wee.
That's taken the...
It's literally...
Literally is taken the... I can't believe you let me down.
Sam Smith is constipated.
That's brilliant.
Sam's in an awful way. He's been sitting on the ball for days on end now.
Yes.
The
poo's in the way
it hurts. The poo's in the way it hurts.
Well, I'm in there, lads. We're all in there.
Let's do one more here. I'm lighting on my feet. Oh, more Taylor Swift, yeah. Okay. I'm lightning on my feet.
Yeah.
Do you know, she's mad into little insects and she has all these insect farms at home.
Oh.
She collects little beetles and then she feeds them.
I'm lightning on my feet.
And what do they eat?
And that's what they don't see.
That's it, all right, okay.
That's what beetles eat, I like it.
If your
like
name is Lorraine, Adele wrote a song about you and yeah. She don't keep any petrol and lighters near
no.
Adele, okay?
Lorraine.
Cork's Good Times. It's Red FM.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Is he supposed to be on the radio? Is he?
Well,
Is he on a legal day off or is he bunking off?
I'm not sure.
Off?
Don't mention it. Though, Ronan,
he's supposed to be at work, Ronan, now, or what's the crack?
No, I'm okay.
Thank God.
That's okay.
A legal day off.
Yeah. Okay, he's got a legal day off.
He's going golfing.
He is.
Okay, where are you going golfing, Ronan?
Well, yeah, I was, but I just got a call there to say it's frozen over, so that's my day ruined.
Oh.
The golf course is frozen over. What temperature is it out there?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a frost delay, so 12 o'clock or so, they said they won't be open till so.
All right.
Do you want us to go on the course with a couple of hair dryers and sort it out for you?
We can sort that out for you, no problem.
KC
and I. That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah. We'll just go a few holes ahead to make sure you can catch up.
Either that or just go up the driving range. It's up to you.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Ronan, perfect. Chill out now. You get an extra grand, you go and buy a new driver for yourself. Let's play. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who is a song with Shake It Off?
Taylor Swift.
Can you tell me who sings the song Take Me to Church?
Hosea.
Titleist make equipment for what sport?
Golf.
What American football team have the initials KC?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Question number 5. What recent the most recent Charlie in the Chocolate Factory movie, who played Charlie?
Timothy Chalamet.
Question number 6. Spotify originated in what country, America or Sweden?
America.
Question number 7. Cristiano Ronaldo's birthday today, what age is he?
40.
Question number 8. Bianca Sensory is the wife of who?
Kanye West.
Question 9. Suggs is the lead singer with what legendary band?
Who's his name, sorry?
Suggs. S-U-G-G-S. Suggs. UK band. They're playing in Parky. Virgin Media Park.
Yeah, think pork. Pork pie hats.
The Madness.
The Madness.
I tell you. Oh, Ronan. He did good, though. He flew through it.
Very, very good.
Okay, but, go on.
Let's see. Taylor Swift, Hosier and Golf. Kansas City is correct. Timothy Chalamet is correct. Spotify originated where, Vic?
Sweden.
Two lads from Sweden that invented Spotify. Let's see. Kanye West's wife. That is correct. Ronaldo's birthday today. He's 40. Suggs is the lead singer with Madness. And then the final question, would you have known this? What hurling team is John Kiley the manager of?
No, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, Limerick. Limerick kid.
Limerick.
It's a 50 euro voucher from Easy Living Interiors. And listen, good luck with your swinging later on, Ronan. I hope it all goes to plan. Good morning, you beautiful creatures. And by beautiful creatures, I mean Kelly Murphy's over there. Hello, Kel.
Morning.
Here's Victoria.
Hello.
You're grand.
I was waiting for
You're beautiful.
Grand. Thanks, Vic.
You beautiful bearded wonder. This is brilliant. I asked you earlier on this morning. So, over in Texas, there's this lake area. Somebody has decided to put an outdoor cinema.
Yeah.
Big screen, and they're screening Jaws. Yeah. Now, what you do is, you know those floaties you see in swimming pools that kids have on holidays? They give those out, and you sit in a floaty, and you go out into the lake and watch Jaws.
Yeah, no thanks.
Okay? And it adds to the immersive experience of, you know, freaking out. You're in water. What if I get, you know, you're in a lake. You're not going to get eaten by anything.
Aren't you?
Eels.
Yeah, if there's sound, though, in that lake while you're sitting there watching that movie, I swear to God.
Imagine you're sitting there, little legs paddling, you feel something slither up against your leg.
Wouldn't you just freak?
Yeah, no, not
could we do it up the lock? And what I've asked you this morning, genuinely, I want to know the movie and the immersive place in Cork that we can watch it. All right? Yeah. Some of these are amazing. Like, let's watch Gladiator down in Parky Quay from Danny. Makes perfect sense.
That'll be class.
I love it.
Paddy is suggesting Jaws at the lock.
Oh, yeah.
A Fish Called Wanda, where?
Angler's Rest. That's from Finn.
Top Gun at Cork Airport. I love that.
Yeah.
The Godfather in Prendeville's office.
In Red FM it says.
My brother.
That's from
Paul. I can't refuse.
A good suggestion. What about Shawshank Redemption at City Jail?
I love
that's
that.
From Gary. That's a great one.
So good. Coyote Ugly in Secrets.
That's my favourite. That is my favourite.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if you needed a friend to go with you, I'd help you out. You know what I mean?
What about 50 Shades of Grey in Anne Summers on Princess Street? That's with Gillian. Is it still open? We don't know. We haven't found out
yet. We're still waiting to find out. Yeah. Rocky in the Glen Boxing Club. Go on, the Glen Boxing Club. Speed on the 202 bus.
Dangerous Minds in any secondary school in Cork. That's from Cork.
The Rock on Spike Island.
Oh, no, brilliant. Now we're talking.
Bad Boys at the Courthouse Steps from Kevin.
Yeah, and Grease Up in UCC from Dave.
So give us the movie and give us the place where you can watch Dirty Dancing on the Shaky Bridge.
I love it. I carried a watermelon.
Oh,
brilliant.
Oh my God, Tony, that is incredible.
Shallow Hal at McDonald's.
Shallow Hal at Mickey D's.
Yeah, that's from Brian. I like that too.
Nice one, Brian. 0868 104 106.
Morning, guys. Shutter Island, either up in St. Anne's or in Spike Island.
Oh my God, Shutter Island at Spike Island.
That's a great suggestion.
Superb suggestion. Have you ever seen it, by the way?
Yeah, it's such a good
film. Freak you out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's one more as well. Yeah, what have you got?
And Michael Collins done a Bill and Bob.
Yeah. They probably have done that, have they?
I don't know if they've ever.
They surely have.
They've done, like, you know, different kind of memorial events and whatnot, but I don't think anyone's set up
Well, there you go, lads. That's your idea for this year, anyway.
Yeah, there you go. More of those. Notting Hill on Patrick's Hill.
Yeah, I like that.
The Blair Witch and Farron Woods from Lisa. Lisa, that's genius.
And Anne Summers is still open, lol. Who's that from? Sheila, legend.
Sheila's been in for the batteries.
Oh, Sheila, well done. That's my friend Sheila, actually. Sheila, I hope you're well.
Hello, Sheila. How are you?
Sheila from Cove.
Let's see, what else have we got?
Well, she is. She's lovely.
I know she is. I'm not arguing that
point.
What
about Groundhog Day on the site of the event centre?
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. 10 minutes away from the cash machine. They could be putting €206,000 tax free into your bank account. It's coming up for you. Hang on.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
It looks like the Grammys took a bit of a smashing in the ratings. They've dropped, I think, 1.4 million from last year's viewing figures. It was still seen by 15.4 million people.
Yeah, but you see, in the States, that's probably not much, is it? Is it?
It's good, but it's like, you know, when it was something like 16.9 the year before.
There you go. So it's going down.
But I think the after math of the Grammys have got them more press and PR than they've ever got.
Absolutely, they have. It's been all about that.
That's what they encourage, all that madness on the red carpet. Like, they're talking to all of the acts management and go, how wacky can they get?
Okay, yeah, because we want to have loads to talk about after the actual awards.
We need viral moments, we need, you know.
Well, there certainly has been loads of those.
Some fella rocking up with a house on his head, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Jen will do that. He's mad for that crack. Like, you'd wonder if these lads all meet up and go, how mental can we push this? How mad can we do it?
That's exactly what they do.
I think that's what's going on.
Even the little kind of filming Sabrina with the little flask.
Yeah, you know, I think that might have been innocent enough, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, she's not... Is she old enough to get... Oh, she is, yeah, she's 25. Yeah. she was snaking in a bit of gas. But
I think you're right. Perhaps they create a lot of those opportunities within the awards because they know that the press will go mad talking about, as you call them, the Gammies afterwards.
They are the Gammies. Yeah, 100%.
The Gammies.
And it's funny because Sabrina Carpenter's golden flask is more expensive than our homes, probably.
Oh, I would imagine so, lads.
But anyway, the ratings dropped for the live show itself.
Yeah.
It's watching award ceremonies is just so bleh.
Well, like, I love
Give me the snippets. Give me the montages.
Really?
I'd sitting through all of that crap.
I quite like that, you see, because I like to have a good nose around the audience. I like to see who's there. I like to see people's reactions. I love the Oscars.
Yeah.
Because it drags out a bit.
It goes on for 5 hours, doesn't it?
Yeah, it goes on for too long.
Yeah.
But it is a who's who. And there's something for me that's quite intriguing always about seeing actors, especially big Hollywood actors, just sitting around having a few drinks, you know, because I'm not used to seeing them in that capacity.
You wouldn't see them down in Cove that often.
Do you know?
Yeah, down the donkeys.
Cove is full of celebrities.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who, name a celebrity you've seen in Cove recently.
Sonia O'Sullivan.
That's a statue, Vic.
She's a celebrity.
That's a statue.
She's a celebrity.
That's a statue.
I mean the real person, Casey.
Cork is the fifth most expensive county in Ireland to buy a home.
Oh, yeah.
According to Chill Insurance, the average house price in Cork is now €351,000. According to a study, and it only seems to be going up and up and up. There's still, this is incredible, the storm that we had, whatever, 10 days ago, 32,000 homes across the country, still no power.
Oh my God, yeah.
Still no electricity. I don't know how people are haven't absolutely lost their mind.
They've brought in crews from all over Europe as well to help with that situation, haven't
they? Yeah, there's hundreds of workers from all over the place that are still helping out.
Oh my God.
That's how bad that storm was. I really do think Cork got away with murder. On this particular occasion, we had lots of trees down and a few incidents, but for what the Midlands and up around the west of Ireland, oh man, they got destroyed up there. A mountain in New Zealand is now legally recognised as a person after it's been granted all the rights and responsibilities of a human by the New Zealand government.
Okay.
This is Mount Tarayanki. I hope I'm saying that right now, or the Maoris will kill me. So the Maori people believe and consider this to be an ancestor of theirs.
Okay, that's fair enough.
And, you know, if they want to call it a person, it gets all the rights. It can park its car anywhere.
Can it go to the toilet?
It has to pay taxes. I mean, all of that kind of stuff. The mountain's legal personality name has been written into legal law now.
Oh, listen, it's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Now, this is amazing. Where's my trigger story?
Dunno.
Only fools and horses, right? This is unbelievable. Viewers have been warned that they may find some of the content offensive because they've started rerunning old scenes and old episodes of Only Fools and Horses. Okay,
oh, lads.
So they've had to add trigger warnings.
No, they have not. I get where you're coming from, trigger warnings.
Their main character, one of the main characters in the show is called Trigger. did everybody miss this?
So they've added trigger warnings.
Only Fools and Horses have added trigger warnings.
Yeah. Okay, is that where we've got to now, is it?
That's what's happening.
Is that a true story?
That's 100%.
So what are they going to do about it?
They just said they flash it up. Some of this content may not be suitable for you. Okay. Just be warned. And then they've covered themselves legally.
It was off a time, though, Kate. Anyway, listen.
Best comedy ever.
Yeah.
Son?
What?
What name have they decided on?
If it's a girl, they're calling her Sigourney, after an actress. And if it's a boy, they're naming him Rodney, after Dave.
With KC. Red FM. Love waking up in Cork.
Still, the funniest moment ever in a comedy show was when Del Boy fell through the bar. You know that scene where they that was voted the greatest, funniest television moment of all time. Niall Horan.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
It's 7:15 in the morning. It's Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Vic's got her VIPs. What's going on?
Did you see this? Matt Damon and David Beckham are starring as unlikely long-lost twin brothers. This is in one of the huge ads for the Super Bowl. You know, these massive ads that they play an absolute fortune for. It's going to air this weekend, and it is for a certain tipple, and I have a clip of the ad here. Do you want to have a listen? So this is Matt Damon and David Beckham. David Beckham is first. He's talking to his parents, and then he goes over and meets Matt Damon. Have a listen.
I'm fascinated to know how much Beckham got paid for this.
Oh, I'd love to know.
Yeah.
Mum, Dad?
We have something to tell you.
You have a twin brother we never told you about.
I'm sorry.
So, what's his name?
Other David.
You called him Other David?
If there's two Davids, one has to be Other David.
Where is he?
Left him in America.
Are you...
Beckham. Dave Beckham.
No way.
Hey, what'd you say your name was?
David.
Try one of these. That is the best buffalo wing in the county.
You eat buffalo?
No, just chicken. It was invented in Buffalo, the city.
So it's not buffalo.
You all right, man? Still got it?
Come on, guys. Sorry, it's a thing I do.
Something I have to tell you.
My brother is a famous soccer player?
Yeah.
So how famous are you? Like Matt Damon famous?
Maybe Ben Affleck famous.
That's a shame.
Yeah, you need to see it to get the full context.
You kind of do, but I just thought I'd give you a little sneaky taster before it airs.
Do you know how much the Super Bowl ads are? I don't know. Is it something ridiculous? Like, I heard it was like 10 million for 20 seconds or something ridiculous.
Oh my God,
like that.
Wow.
For a 40 second commercial. I must check the costings of it.
I'm interested.
The Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah.
Like, are now as much of an attraction as the actual game and the halftime show. It's the full package.
So it would be the same here for the All-Ireland. You were advertising for the All-Ireland.
Yeah, but I don't think... We don't do kind of All-Ireland-specific ads, really. I think one or two companies might do something clever. But over in the States, it's like...
It's the ads.
The commercials are designed for that peak audience. Yeah. And they're usually really clever. There's a whole montage of all the really, really good
ones. And it's usually massive celebrities, isn't it?
Massive money, huge, just ridiculous budgets.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, can I just point out as well, Matt Damon from Team America.
Yes.
That featured in that, yes. We have to pay tribute to Matt Damon's Team America.
Okay.
Matt Damon.
What's his name again?
Matt Damon.
What's your name?
Matt Damon.
Sorry?
Matt Damon.
I love it. Brilliant.
All right, what's going on?
Kathy Smithson is a comedian in America. She's been talking about the video posted by Selena Gomez, which we had on VIPs last week. She was very upset in the video. She was talking about that her people were being arrested by Donald Trump. Obviously, she's of Mexican descent. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Kathy says, the comedian, that she is always very wary of people that film themselves crying. Have a listen.
Oh, set up the camera.
Yeah.
Get into position.
Yeah.
And let the tears flow.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
It's weird. It's the moment of consciousness that is weird for me. That you're thinking about your family. It tells me you're not really sad. God, imagine you in your life, like something happens, I don't know. You start crying hysterically. Like nobody grabs their cell phone. Think about the steps there, right? I'm sad. My Instagram. I'm so sorry. Am I live? Is it going? Okay, it's live. That's all right. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
She's got a point.
Massively.
Hasn't she?
There's a video of a girl. She's saying goodbye to her horse.
Okay.
And she's had this horse all her life, but the horse is moving to a new ranch or something. Okay. And she's saying goodbye. And she sets up her camera and she sits down. The horse comes over and puts his head down. Then she kind of cradles the horse's head and starts bawling, crying. And then stops and goes over and just hits, like...
Oh, God. Hit stop.